Be your own philosopher. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, here in Campo, California, with Absolute Philosopher. Be your own philosopher. Let it be your adventure as it takes you through life's philosophy. Be your own philosopher. We are, whether we like it or not, whether we accept it or realize it or not, we are our own philosopher. We think thoughts, and we have ideals, and we have dreams, and we have ways of thinking about things, which makes us our own philosopher. The adventure in philosophy is to objectively think the thought that you might have be as a philosopher, and thereby becoming a philosopher. My associate Ellen has a grandson, and she says of this grandson, he is her little philosopher. That was years ago, and he is now a teenager, and he's still her philosopher. And as he has aged and grown, it sounds terrible to say, but as he has grown and become more advanced in his understanding, he is a philosopher. The whole family was tremendously sports-minded, and he was very sports-minded too and very capable. But he had an interest in farming. He had an interest in animals. He had an interest totally different from the rest of the family. And he would love to go and work on the farm and play on the farm and do things on the farm, whereas the rest of the family had an interest in going to the sporting matches. And having all sorts of fun at the sporting matches. But that wasn't his choice. He chose to do what he wanted to do. Well, who knows? He may become a farmer, and he may not. He may go into this sort of an activity in his world, and he may not. It's totally up to him what he chooses to do, and he knows that himself. But what he has asserted for himself is that he has to be who he is. He has to follow his own inner wisdom, his own inner dream, his own inner adventure. And the adventure that he is following is sort of walking his unique path. Though he is as capable as the rest of the family in sporting activities, though he is talented and though he has skills, those are not the things that give him great pleasure. What gives him great pleasure is when he touches an animal, when he senses the animal's own understanding of itself, when he realizes that every living creature on the face of the earth has a soul and has a dignity and has a wisdom about it and has something about it to love, something about it to respect and honor. Oh, he is walking the pathways of many other great philosophers who have realized that they had to be themselves. They had to listen to a divine voice within them that was quite different from the rest of the family. And being quite different from the rest of the family was not an easy thing, because though he was not ignored, though he was not misunderstood, he was not encouraged at first to do what he wanted to do. But he did persist. We all can persist in the way we walk our own adventure in life. And it's time now for each one of us, whether we are one or 101 or 1,001, it doesn't make any difference. The time comes at any point. And at that moment, we enter into the illumination of our inner soul. We enter into the illumination of our inner beingness. Now, you say, wow, that would be a wonderful thing to do, to go into the illumination of our inner being. Yes, it would, wouldn't it? But do you know that you walk in the inner illumination of your inner being 99% of the time of your life? That's why it's so natural. It's so ordinary. It's an adventure that you're contemplating constantly. And you do not respect it. You do not appreciate how wonderful it is. You like it, of course, because that's what you're doing. But you have no idea that you are doing it as the most natural thing in the world. Now, the moment that we can come into awareness of what we're doing and respect what we're doing and see that what we're doing is the most natural thing in the world, then we will no longer protest that we can't do it. That one little percent of us where we are thinking that we cannot do things, that we cannot understand things, that we cannot envision what life has really for us, when we don't recognize that we are the absolute philosopher already. That moment tears us apart. It's called doubt. And the doubt can be ever so instantaneous, it can be ever so quick, so short-lived, but its damage is infinite. Its damage is an uncaringness that allows us to stop being so wonderful and to look at ourselves with judgment, to look at ourselves with possession that we should be like the rest of the world, to look at ourselves with desiring to have all the experiences that everyone else in the world is having. And of course, everyone really isn't having them. We look at the bad things in the newspapers, magazines, and television, radio, and so forth. We look at the bad things that are being reported, and we say, oh, how terrible. That's terrible indeed, because it is leading us off the path of our absolute philosophy. But it is really so minuscule. It is so tiny, but it is no more than the little hole in the dike that would flood all of Holland, all of the Netherlands. It is but the little thought that comes into our consciousness and says, you won't win, and you don't. Not because you couldn't, not because you shouldn't, not because you wouldn't, but because you put that little doubt in there, and that little doubt takes away, at a crucial moment, the skill that would have won the match for you, that would have achieved the goal that you had in mind. It's such a simple little thing, such a seemingly unnecessary and unimportant thing, but it is a very important thing. 99%? Now, where in the world did you get a figure like that? And maybe it's 99.99%. Yes, perhaps it is that even. But man's destiny, or his creation, or his reality, or his choice, there we go. Man's choice is to be his illumined self, to be his absolute philosophical self. What is it that is our absolute philosophy? What is it? And let's put it in these words, our absolute philosophy is good and very good. Our absolute philosophy is the carrying out of the dreams of our inner being without realizing we're carrying out the dreams of our inner being. Now, when we turn our attention to that inner being, and we turn our attention to the reality that it is, and we turn our attention to the thought that, yes, it will work, then truly it will work. Truly, it already is working. It already is manifesting itself. Where are our thoughts? Where is our vision? Where is our dream, desire, our goal? What is our goal? What is goal too? What is our wildest dream? What is our wildest choice for ourselves? What is our imagination carrying us into? Where? Well, where it's carrying us is into the realm of the awareness of who we are, and that we are beautiful, that we are good, that we are fantastic, that we are joyous, that we are exceptional beings. And yes, exceptional beings. What is this exceptional being that we are? What is this exceptional being that we can express ourselves as? What is it that this absolute philosopher that we are? Well, we are the absolute philosopher. We think from absolute. All the relative experiences are the illusions that we have, the games that we play. And it's so easy, and it's so wonderful, and it's so exciting, but it sounds so simple. Now, if I will love myself, if I will delight in my own presence, if I will be happy with who I am, If I will love myself, if I will just be happy with who I am, if I will realize that I am a fantastic being, that I am divine, that I am illumined, that I am utterly amazing, then I will act in those ways. And that is how I am. Now, if I act differently, then, of course, that's what I'm going to express and shine out of me, but it will not be the truth. It will not be the everlasting self of me, my original integrity and divinity, my original beingness. How do I express that original purity and integrity that I am? How do I express that? By believing in myself. By saying every moment of my day, I know that I know that I know. By saying every moment of the day that all is in divine order. By saying every moment of the day that I am the creator of this wonderful world. I am the absolute philosopher. I am the one who puts the causes in motion. I am the one who thinks the thought and enjoys the experience. I am that one. Yes. The adventure in philosophy is to construct objectively the thought of the philosopher, thereby becoming the philosopher, thereby becoming the philosopher which I already am. Now, what sort of thoughts do I think that create me expressing myself as an absolute philosopher? The first thought is, I like me. If you don't like yourself, you will not think positive thoughts about who you are, and you will think of all of the limiting experiences that are passing away and are sort of disappearing because you're not given attention. So you give attention to the quality about yourself that is wonderful, glorious, beautiful, and good, uplifting and supporting in every wonderful way. And such it is. You begin to say about yourself that you are the creator of your world, and you have created everything in your world. And if there are things that you would like to create in your world that you haven't done, then create them. So you created a problem, all right? We don't need to name problems or anything, but you created a problem. So how do you handle it? How do you work on that terrible thing, the terrible problem that you've created, this terrible, terrible thing that just overwhelms you and makes you feel so useless, so powerless, so utterly devastated? Well, my friend, create the solution and put your full attention on the solution. And as you put your full attention on the solution, the problem which had been so devastating only an instant before doesn't exist anymore. You're now living in the awareness of the solution. And as you live in the awareness of the solution, it manifests in your experience. And this is how the law works. This is how an absolute philosopher works. The absolute philosopher is constantly aware of its divinity. The absolute philosopher is constantly aware that it's philosophizing for itself alone. It is not philosophizing for peace on earth. It's philosophizing for peace in me as the philosopher. And when I have peace in me, then I create peace in all in my experience. And such happens just naturally to bring peace on earth. It's such a wonderful, simple, delightful thing, but it's something that I must do, something that I must claim, something that I must manufacture in my thinking system. It must be something that I plant there, something that I determine is worthy of bringing forth in my life, because it's something that I choose to have be my reality. So, I am the absolute philosopher. I am always thinking high, beautiful, fabulous philosophical conditions, and my life is expressing these conditions now and always, because I'm great. This is what a philosopher is. He's not greater than, but great. And being great is one of the most exciting, rewarding, fantastic experiences we could ever have in our life. So join with me today as an absolute philosopher and enter into this awareness of the fabulous self that you are, and let's have a great time being ourself and having fun. I love you. I love you. I love you.